I want y'all to give it up for independent recorded artists all the way from Michigan, man. It's your boy, Mike Michigan, live in the motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. Mike Michigan.
Hey,
what's going on?
Hey,
what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
What
you
do?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Okay, I'm just making sure
you
can hear me. That's all.
Good evening.
Hey, well, that's what we want to hear. What's going on with you? Like, how you feeling tonight?
I feel good, man. You know, I feel good being on this interview going on. Just dropped the album. Y'all get a chance to, man, check my album out. It's called I Love Sluts. I know it sounded like another name. The name is Sluts. It means to the, you know. It means something. I'm going to explain that to y'all, you know, as we go along. I'm going to explain what it means to y'all, so it won't be like, you know.
Okay.
It sounds more vulgar than what it is, you know. Also, it's an acronym, too, though. She live under the stars, you know. But, anyway, so, yeah, I feel pretty good, man. And I'm working on some
that's
more
what's
music.
Up, that's what's up.
Yeah, I hit a milestone. I guess I can share I hit a milestone today, 189,000 streams. So, you know.
Nice.
That's my,
congratulations. Yeah.
And that's only for my first album. They ain't even got my second album yet, so I'm still waiting for the numbers for the next one. But,
no doubt.
Besides that, yeah, I feel good, man.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
all
congratulations,
right.
Mike
came bro. Yeah, man, he came in the motherfucking hot, man. So this is how I want to say, Mike. I want to say, first and foremost, we appreciate you taking out your time out your schedule tonight to come kick it with us, you know what I'm saying? So welcome to Ground Hard Radio. And with that being said, bro, you know what I'm saying, because we definitely want to chop it up with you. My first question to you, I want to know, you know what I'm saying, like, tell us about yourself, you know what I'm saying, where you're from, how you do it, your grind, you know what I'm saying, like, what you got going on. Who is Mike Michigan? Bless the folks real quick.
I mean, shit, Mike Michigan is that one real dude that in everybody's neighborhood, man. If I could say, I describe him as that one dude that just mess around. He'll grind, hustle. Y'all see him around, you know, he don't bother nobody, make a couple dollars, might even give you some advice every once in a while, you know what I'm saying? So that's really, you know, as far as go. I was born in Flint, Michigan, raised in Columbia, Tennessee, you know, so I got a little bit of up north, a little bit down south, you know.
Okay.
Best of both for us.
No doubt. All right, so I'm still here.
Oh, go ahead.
All right, so you good, bro. So with that being said, let me ask you a better question. How did you get started in the music industry? You understand what I'm saying? Like, how did it all come together?
Honestly, man, I was like 10 years old when I first wrote my first rap. My cousin, he did know, but my cousin, Mr. Kelly, he was more the rapper. I was stuck. We was young, you know, trying to run behind our cousin in the streets and stuff, you know. So he heard Dayton Family, FBI, and it kind of changed my life, man. We heard FBI, he like, man, I want to write a song, and he like, I want to rap. I'm like, oh, we want to rap. We in Tennessee, though, you know, so we listen to Flint music, because we know we from Flint, you know.
Okay.
We like feeling like, oh, we ain't from here, kind of stuff, you know, vibe. We like FBI came on and he wrote his verse, and then I wrote me a verse. And I still remember the verse too, which is crazy. But I wrote the verse, and then I don't know, it was over from there. And then I gave up for like a lot of years. I just kind of started back 2022. After 10 years, I had stopped. And 2022, my brother was like, man, you so cold, bro. You need to go ahead and start back rapping, bro. You might as well go ahead and do it. So I put an album out called Weird as Shit, because I felt like it was weird as shit for me to be, you know, the age I was, coming back, trying to start, like, do a whole album, you know, start this rap shit again. And it actually started, but it's been going. Like I said, I'm at 189,000 views, man. Streams are on it, so.
No doubt,
you know,
no doubt.
It took a year, but, hey. That's, I don't even know. I don't know. All my young cats, all the people I work with, man, and I got more streams than all of them. So, you know, I don't know how to feel about that.
I feel you. Now, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up. So let me ask you this, good brother. Like, what is some of your musical influences? Like, who influenced you in hip-hop? You know what I'm saying? And it ain't got to just be hip-hop. Like, what are some of your personal musical influences?
To be honest, man, I guess people who inspired me growing up was like Tupac, man. Tupac, DMX.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I always, when I was young, I used to always claim I was a mix between Kanye West and DMX. Like, when I was young, that's what I used to always say, because as far as my the duality of my personality, you know, that's how I used to always, like, as far as it go, like, go as crazy as back old Kanye West, though, you know, not.
I feel you.
Oh, yeah, you know, new Kanye West, yeah. I ain't with the, you know, he on some other stuff now, you know, but.
Yeah.
Old okay. Kanye West. And old
no
DMX,
doubt,
too,
because, no
you know, before the FBI, before the FBI, impersonating FBI and stuff, you know.
All right. That's what's up, man. All right, so check this out, Mac, man. We got a large cast over here at Ground Hard Radio, so I don't want to hog up all the questions, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you taking time answering my questions, though, and I'm actually going to pass it over to the panel, and I'm going to throw it to the Queen, Ms. Chief. You got any questions, darling?
Yes,
thank
sir.
You,
good evening, Mac, Michigan.
What's happening?
Hey, so you were saying that you're from Flint, and then you're from Tennessee. So how, if you were to describe your creative style in music, like, I heard you say DMX and everything, but how do you represent your state?
It depends. I actually try to represent both of them, to be honest. Even though I was born in Flint, you know, I was born in Flint. I was raised in Columbia, Tennessee, which is like 45 minutes from Nashville. And mm-hmm. to be honest, like, Columbia is just a southern Flint, like, in my opinion, like, how everything is. Mm-hmm. Like, it's part of, when I'm in Columbia, sometimes I can be like, I'll be like, dang, this reminds me of Flint. Or it's times I'm in Flint, I can be like, dang, this reminds me of Columbia, you know. So it's like they always had like things similar. And what's crazy enough is growing up, when I used to come here for summertime, like friends of mine, or like when I moved here, like a couple of my people I knew from down there, I'd be able to move up here. I'd be in the streets, you know. When I was young, I sold drugs and stuff when I was young, I admit, and you know, in high school and stuff like that. And a couple of my homeboys, I might. In the streets hustling, and somebody asked, I run into a dude. I'm like, what you doing up here? Like, I forget I'm in, you know, in Flint. Like, damn, what you doing up here? Like, hold on. Columbia. You know what I mean? And so
yeah.
I used to blow my mind, you know, but Flint and Columbia, Tennessee got a, if you, it's so many of us, because I guess people don't know this, but when GM shut down in Flint, you know, in Flint, Michigan, a lot of those workers actually got hired and sent to Columbia in Spring Hill, Tennessee, because they had a Saturn factory in Tennessee. So that was how my grandmother was one of those people who moved down there when I was a kid, you know. So a lot of people from Flint moved to Columbia, Tennessee because of that GM factor. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. So it was an easy transition.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm a up north country nigga. They all, my homeboys call me well, Southern Florida white man or some shit.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that leads me into my next question. I heard you say you took a hiatus. You was off for a minute. When you got back in, because you had already had the talent, when you got back into deciding, okay, I'm about to get back into music, what steps did you take to prepare yourself? Because I want to congratulate you on your accolade of your streams, because if people don't know that, if it's organically done, that's something to be, you know, proud of. Absolutely. So I want to say congratulations for that. Yes, that means something.
Right. And,
you know,
Go ahead. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, like, did you just go, you know, because, you know, you've been off for a minute, so I know you went hard, but what steps did you take, because you are a different man now, if you know, into the game, and you've seen some things, what steps did you take to get yourself prepared to get that 100K plus?
Good question, Queen.
Strength. Yes, sir.
to be honest with you, I wasn't prepared. I honestly didn't even think, like, I'd be here, to be honest, because, like, when I first did it, it was one of those things. It was 2022 when I first, the first album I put out in the after the hiatus, of course. But it was 2022. My brother, I taught him everything I knew as far as recording himself. I taught him how to record himself, how to do his own videos and everything. So he had already been going hard. He had told me, like, I don't know how long ago, like, man, I made $100, my first $100 off this music. He like, I feel good, you know. So I'm like, dang, yeah. You know, that's a blessing, you know. But he like, man, I'm telling you, you need to get going. And I just wasn't ready. I feel like, man, music and did so much, took so much from me. You know, I done gave so much mm-hmm. to it. And I can admit that when I was young, I didn't put all the time. It was a little easier. It was a little harder back then to, you know, put out music, too. It's a little easier now with all the streaming services and stuff like that. So, of course.
Yeah.
And I wasn't prepared for the results. Honestly, I just was putting music out, and I was just like I said, I named it Weird as Shit. Because I feel like people was like, you know, when people come saying, like, you seem weird. I'm like, no, it's like the expression, like, you know, you see something that's like, dang, man, I just seen a dog walking backwards. That's weird as shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of weird as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like some shit that's it's odd, but it's at the same time it can happen, you know? And so that's
how
I felt.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So I just felt like that was like the whole, that's how I felt about it, you know what I'm saying? Being 38 years old and putting out some, you know what I'm saying, just putting out some music at 38, the first, you know what I'm saying, album or whatever. I don't know, it was a weird thing to me, weird feeling. And then I one day I was in Florida, I guess, let's see, earlier this year, I was talking to my mom in Florida, and, no, last year, matter of fact, I'm sorry, the end of last year, I was talking to my mom in Florida. She was like, I told you that rap stuff, you trying to do that rap stuff. And, you know, how moms get sometimes. He's like, you need to go ahead and, you know, tell her. And I'm like, I don't even know my streams, and I ain't even checking. She, I'm like, she's like, well, if you ain't made no money, you need to stop. She's like, if you made $10, then you did something, I guess. But I looked at my streams, I was like, what? And I was surprised. She's like, what? I'm like, 50,000 streams. You know, she's like, 50,000 streams. She's like, I guess you need to keep on rapping then. I'm like, I don't know. And then I look, and it's been building up. And, like, the last couple months, it's been going up by, like, 10,000, about 2,000 to 10,000 every a week. You know, some weeks it'll be, like, 2,000. Some weeks it'll be, like, 10,000 in group.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Uh-huh. So the only advice that I would have for you is, because you set yourself, I do branding and marketing, so you have, and you're talking about numbers, you have set yourself in a bracket where the algorithm is sharing your tracks. So what I suggest to you is you go hard and keep making them repeatedly and uploading them repeatedly, because you have to have your audience have something else to listen to, and those tracks will get thousands of plays as well. But you got the ball rolling. It's rolling fast right now, and you got to keep it at that momentum. And that's what I have to say to you. Congratulations. Can't wait to listen to your music.
Oh, yeah, thank you. And you know, I, as far as it goes, I'm still growing. I just put out another album. The I Love Sluts album just came out, so like maybe a month ago. So I'm still, it takes 2 months. It the artist, like this whole 189, is actually just that's like from 2 months ago. It ain't even my most recent stream. You know what I'm saying? So it's like every 2 months they give you your numbers. So it could, I could be at 200,000 for all I know. I don't really know yet. You know?
Yeah.
And I still haven't got, I still haven't got streams from this album I just dropped called I Love Sluts. And I'm gonna explain to y'all too what that means too when I get a chance. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations, sir.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
No doubt.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
All right, that's what's no doubt. All right, we're going to keep this thing moving on down the panel, and we're going to throw it to your boy, Carter Mafioso. You got any questions for your boy, Mac Michigan?
No doubt. Salute and welcome to the show, Mac Michigan.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Appreciate that, family.
No doubt. I'm from the old school, and we didn't have these streams and subscribers and a lot of this stuff. I want to know, could you break the stereotype tonight? It's a stereotype about a lot of artists having a lot of streams, like you say you have, and then when they get booked for a show, their music doesn't sound good. You don't have to do this, but could we get an acapella tonight? Or we can just wait till you play your music.
Well,
okay.
Acapella, like, yeah, I mean, acapella or what? Like, what you want to hear? What you want?
Whatever you want to do. Well, it could be a hook.
Yeah.
You got
hit some bars. Hit some bars.
Yeah, we want to hear.
There you go. I was gonna let them off a little easy.
okay.
Let me think.
We want to hear.
I said, flying in my closet and I'm feeling jet lag. Fresh pair of Nikes, I don't even like to brag. And I'm hiding the fiend, working on this last drag. I'm a pilot of the game, all the haters getting mad. Probably because we know office already has staff. Flow so unclean, probably catch a kiss of staff. Antibodies, no IB, you're sick and rehab. With the beat so sick, might catch a relapse. Can you itch it for a feeling like a bad kiss and crash? Rappers coming out my head, I just sit back and laugh. Long way when I was kids, Benny used to give us baths. Now I'm missing while I sip champagne from a glass. Alas.
I'm looking for my buzzer.
Hey,
God damn, what's my buzzer there?
That's what I'm talking about. You get all the respect and salute for the real hip hop head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right.
That's gonna take you a long way.
So I just wanted to put you on blast and you passed the test, man. So thank you for coming to the show and can't wait to get into your music. Thank you for the show.
We're going to move it on down the panel, and we're going to throw it to your boy, Razor. You got any questions?
Yeah. What's good, fam?
What's going on with you?
All right, so a little bit earlier in the show, we was talking about, like, the topic of, like, BBLs. I want to get your take on what you think about gangster rappers getting BBL in today's industry.
Wait, hold on. You said who? I thought you said a BBL.
Right. He said it right.
Y'all cutting up tonight. Yeah, well, he said it right. Y'all cutting up.
Who gangster rappers getting BBL? A BBL? I don't know what a BBL is. I thought that was a Brazilian butt lift. What the...
Exactly. So I'm gonna give you a little foreshadowing, bro. So here's the play. You know who Finesse Two Times is, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so Finesse Two Times, it has been reported that he is going under the knife and he is getting what they call a male BBL. He is getting his body worked on. And I wanted to get your opinion on what you think about gangster rappers getting their body done.
Wow. Oh man, nah man, you can't be doing that. I don't even really know. Dude named Bandman Kevo, I think that's what he did. He got his chest done, his muscles done. I mean, I don't know, man. I guess it's like that. Honestly, like I ain't no woman, so I ain't got to deal with it. To be honest, so I mean, they can do whatever they want to. Shit, I guess. I don't know, man. I mean, now, you know, you're a gangster.
Is that something that you would do?
That shit ain't got shit to do with him.
I guess that ain't gangster.
Yeah, he's been out like 10 times.
Because
I'm confused. And I'm like, I don't understand. But I guess, you know, they ain't gangster, though. That's no more. I guess they changed. They might not want to be gangster no more. They you know, something else. Because you can't be
gangster
past surgery.
You can't do that.
You can't be a gangster. Somebody hit you in the chest and your chest explode. You know what I'm saying?
Boom.
You got some hope?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, put it in the car.
So tell me, If you were signed to a label and your label told you that they wanted you to get your body done, would you do it?
Oh, no. Nah, they playing games. Hell no. Nah. They can't I don't lie. I'm a fat boy.
Hey.
I would have to say that one. And I ain't even fat for real, but I'm real fat. So I'm going to have to keep it like that.
That's 100. Well, I just wanted to get, you know what I'm saying, check the temperature, how you felt about that issue, man. Hey, Jay, you can go ahead and keep it moving.
I'm from the south, and I'm from the north, but I'm from the city, too. I don't do all that 2029, you know, get my breast, neck, and head done. I ain't doing all that, man. I'm going to say this. My uncle used to have a saying all the time. He said, this belly right here is a rich woman's playground and a poor woman's dream. You know that?
There it is. All right.
For sure.
Wise words. All right, so check this out, Mike. We got we got a few more cast members that got some questions for you. So I actually want to throw it to your boy, J.R. Stunner. You got any questions, Broski?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Salute. Appreciate you stopping through. My question is, I guess I would say, as an independent artist, and with all the resources that we have nowadays for you to gain monetization off your work, do you feel you still want to be attached to a label, or would you want to continue to just do it on an independent?
I mean, honestly, at my age, I feel like at this time in my life, like, I need to be dollars. I think it's going to take the label. Now, when I was a younger cat, you know, as far as it go, like, You got more time to kind of run around and you know what I'm saying, you don't need that agency. Because a lot of times, when you're young, you can manage fast, and then, like, you know how to manage money, you turn older, you know how to manage money, you start, you know what I'm saying, working with labels and all that kind of stuff. But I learned a long time ago that these people use other people's money to use it. They don't use their own money, you know, so that's how I look at it now, you know. So I just say, like, if a label came and offered me some money, I'd take it just because, honestly, I got to move the engine behind it just so I can be able to focus on it, because I got kids and, you know what I'm saying, family and stuff, people that I take care of. So I need to be able to kind of, like, you know, I need to make the money make sense for me. All
right. So with that being brought up, so how do you balance, you know, the music career and, you know, the life that, you know, obviously you got to provide for yourself as you're doing it. So, like, how do you find that balance? What do you find your most hardest struggle doing the music?
That's a good question, man, because I ain't gonna lie, the hardest thing to do is to balance both of them, is to be a father and still try to call myself trying to be an artist. And it's been hard. I ain't gonna lie, that's been my hardest, my greatest challenge, and I'm still trying to conquer and climb that mountain right now, to be honest. I mean, it takes focus, though. I try to make sure after every day I at least work on a little bit of something, put in the extra time, like, even with just tonight, like, you know, I got a little gig right now, so I get it at 4:30 in the morning every day just to go to work, you know. So, you know, sometimes I gotta sacrifice. I have to do a little, stay up a little later to do a show, or stay up later to record some music, or do a, you know, to do a video. I might have to do it sometimes, put the extra work in. That's something I can do.
Nah, that's real. That's real. Use that for music, bro. You know what I'm saying? All of that. Use that when you go to that booth. You know what I mean? And get that out of you.
Oh, yeah.
But that's all I got. I appreciate you stopping through, man. Back to you, Jay.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it.
All right. No doubt. C.I., Cobra Immortal, you got any questions, Trosky?
Yes, sir. Mr. Mac Michigan, welcome to Grind Hard Radio, fam.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
Yo. It's all love, man. So obviously, I got a couple questions, but I'm going to lead into them. Obviously, you come from a rich history. You mentioned Flint, Michigan, and I remember back in the day, in like around 93, 94, me and some of my homeboys used to ride around listening to Dayton Family and Top Authority. those were like the legends that were coming out at the time, along with like Do or Die, Twista, Bone Thugs and Harmony, and all of them, Crucial Conflict. So you come from Flint. Obviously, that's not that far from Detroit. You know, I got fam that live out there. I got a brother that I connected with, Mr. Robert Broadway. We actually got a couple songs together. He's born and raised in Flint. So when I'm, you know, and also Flint and Detroit, they have their own unique sound and style as far as their artists and their producers and stuff. So knowing that, and then also you mentioned Tupac as being, you know, one of your influences when you came up. Like, I have met some people that had knew Pac back in the day, and they said Detroit was one of his favorite places to go because he used to kick it with MC Breed and DFC and all of them. So, you know, it's a small world how, you know, things happen. But my question is, what was the turning point for you to get back in, like, to continue your musical journey with your music? And where do you see yourself within the next year to 2 years with your music?
Honestly, the turning point for me to, like, to get me back into it, to be honest, I don't know if y'all heard of Louis Ray before. Have any of y'all, or Real or Young OG?
Who was the fan?
Have y'all heard of Louis Ray or Real? Louis Ray or Real Young OG?
He's from Michigan?
They from Flint, yeah.
Okay.
Real Young OG and Louis Ray? YNJ, Coochie Man. They rap. I don't know if you ever heard of them before, but right now they kind of popping. Now, if you ain't heard them before, you probably get a chance to check them out or whatever. They kind of like the hottest dudes right now around Flint. I grew up with, but I know personally Louis Ray, which is one of the artists. He be with Peezy and all them. I don't know any Detroit rappers at all, Peezy and all that. Anyway, Rio Young OG is his little brother. And Louis Ray is my homeboy. I mean, some of his first videos and all that kind of stuff. And to be honest with you, some of the turning points for me was the things that just kept happening to me. Like I said, you know, Russell Simmons has been to my house before all the drama and all the stuff like that, when the water crisis was going on. He came to Flint, and my house is one of the houses he came to. Louis Ray, the rapper, he started with some of his music started as far as his career in my house. You know what I'm saying? So, like, my house got a lot of his songs bumping or whatever. And now Louis Ray, you know, he got over 100 million streams and stuff like that. So, like, he popping like that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, when they started blowing up right in front of my eyes, me riding with I was a driver one day. I had a chauffeur's license, so he came on my house. He's like, "Mac, man, drive us to Ohio, bro. You got a chauffeur's license. You know, be our driver for the day." They paid me like $500 to do it. So I drove him to Ohio, and I seen the pandemonium that was going on. And everybody was going crazy. For these dudes I know from the neighborhood, you know, these young cats from the neighborhood. But people going crazy, you know. So I'm like, dang, this is crazy. So one of the dudes is like, "Mac, this is $1 million corporation you're looking at right now. This is $1 million business. They got a money counter. They got a money counter in the back seat of a Cadillac truck. You know what I'm saying?" He like, "It's a $1 million corporation." I'm like, "You got a money counter?" He's like, "Hell yeah." So I'm like, "These niggas crazy." But they started blowing up, and they blowing up more and more. And like, honestly, like, it was, I don't know, I watched it happen in front of my eyes. So, and my brother was like, "Man, you know them." Like, cause, you know, me and him from the same neighborhood, West Pad. We all from the same neighborhood. I guess if y'all don't know, if y'all, to help y'all understand, like, I'm from the same, my neighborhood is notorious as far as Flint, Michigan go. Like, West Pad is, like, a notorious neighborhood. Montaigne Cleese came from West Pad. If y'all don't know, Montaigne Cleese from the basketball player, he from my neighborhood. He grew up a street over from me. You know what I'm saying? So like, as a kid, we watched him growing up. you know, as a kid when I used to come for the summertime and stuff like that, all the hustlers buy them shoes and stuff like that as growing up. And so we always see him on team Cleese, you know what I'm saying, making it, you know, as he grew up, making it in the league, you know. And then, you know, Dayton family is on the next neighborhood over. You know, the Bootleg and all of them, they from the next neighborhood over. My uncle used to be best friends with Bootleg and them. So, you know what I'm saying, I've always been kind of like connected in that sense or whatever, as far as it goes to the music and to people, to the, you know, in the neighborhoods or whatever. So it's just always full circle when my friend now my friend is actually blowing, like, you know what I'm saying, blowing up and making it in the industry. So, you know, that was kind of like how things happened for me. It made me like, man, I got to take this shit serious. And then I did, I did a song, and people liked it. And then, I don't know, it's like my brother, he had me on his a couple of his songs, and people kept telling me, like, man, you need to do this. And that's what kicked it off, man. Sorry I'm long-winded, y'all. I just, I don't know.
No, you're good.
You're good, brother. That's a big question. Yeah, man. Yeah, I appreciate you taking my question, fam. Keep doing your thing, and congratulations on you and your endeavors.
Appreciate that.
Got two more cast members, Dope Ass Music. You got any questions for your boy, Mac Michigan?
Yes, sir. Once again, I want to say thank you for coming through the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate that.
I just need you to take me through the process that you do from the conception of the song. Like, where do you get the beat from? Do you have a producer? Do you go to a studio? Do you do it in-house? Like, take me through the process of you making a song.
To be honest, I find different music different places as far as the beats go. Sometimes I get people who I've had producers inbox me and say I'm dope and they want to hear me on a song or hear me on the track, and they might send me some tracks. You know, I go through and I just find beats wherever they go. And honestly, like, I've been just recording organically. I haven't even been planning it out. I've been just, like, letting it happen. Like, whatever I hear, I just record. I don't even try to I used to, like, go with purpose, with, like, you know, write down, like, oh, I'm going to make a song about wigs, and make a song about, you know, I'm going to make a song about peanut butter, and I'm going to make a song about peanut butter. That's how I used to, you know, but now I'm just kind of like, if I hear the beat, it feel good, it sound good, and I just try to, you know, go with the flow with it or whatever. This new album is kind of like, I did with this new album, I Love Sluts, man. I kind of did more, I went more artistic with it than anything else. I was just trying to, like, fully express myself. Like, my first album, I felt like it was the most diverse album I ever put out. Like, I felt like it should have been, if anybody ever get a chance, y'all get a chance to take a listen, man, like, Weird as Shit is probably going to be one of the most diverse albums you're going to hear, because it's like something for, it's every thing, you know what I'm saying? I hit every bracket. I'm not just a rapper. I grew up, I guess, if y'all can understand, like, even though I said Tupac and DMX and all that kind of stuff, I gotta understand, I guess, help people understand my ear and how I hear music is. My grandmama growing up, her favorite music was country music. You know what I'm saying? One of my first cousins, his favorite music was heavy metal and rock. He older than me, my older cousin. You know what I'm saying? He loved Creed and White Zombie and shit. So when I was young, growing up, that's what I was hearing. Him playing Creed and White Zombie when I go over my cousin's house, because I was over there every day. And my grandma, every Saturday, she used to force me to go to rum and sales and, you know, what's it called? Rum and sales and garage sales. And we got to listen to country music the whole day, Saturday and Sunday. That's all we do, is ride and listen to country music. And so I kind of, like, started listening more, and I started liking it a little bit. But at the same time, you know, I'm from the hip-hop era, so I always love rap, so... all that's in my music, so I ain't gonna just make a. I might make a song about anything. I might make a country song, you know. I might make a rock song. You know, you just never know. Like, I try to hear what the music or what the producer was trying to make us. You know what I'm saying? Trying to put out there. I try to paint the picture. The beat is like a canvas for me. You know. Hello.
That's what it is.
All right. Yeah. All right, man. Well, I just want to say thank you for coming through the show. I can't wait to hear your music. Back to you, Jit.
That's what's up. That's what it is. Do we still got DJ Sergeant Rock in the building? Keeping it moving?
All right, so with that being said, we're going to keep it moving. I want to ask you this, Mac, before we get into your music tonight. I wanted you to tell us, you know, what was the acronym for the title of your album? You were saying that earlier, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to break that down, you can definitely do that right now.
So this new album, you know, like I told you, I explained to y'all weird shit already what it means already. So now I'm I Love Sluts, this new album, is actually... The first thing is, I guess I can give y'all an acronym for Sluts. It's She Live Under the Stars, you know what I'm saying? So, but that's how we can, as far as go, I guess, to break it down for y'all, when you hear Sluts, you know, a lot of times when you hear Slut, people are, you know, it represents a couple of things, sexual freedom, you know, a female who maybe it may or may not be promiscuous, or, you know, it's the idea of being free, a woman who will, like, love going out to the club, being out at night, all that kind of stuff, right? So that's why I realized that She Live Under the Stars is like, you know, if a woman like to go out at night, she always out, she, you know, go out, party all the time, she under the stars most of the time. I heard, you know what I'm saying, she sleep all day, be out all night, you know what I'm saying? So she living under the stars. But it also represents the freedom, you know. We all like to be feel free, so I feel like, I don't know, I love the freedom in her. I love how free she is. I love how, you know what I'm saying? That's really kind of what it represents, what it's supposed to stand for. Like, you know what I'm saying? I love freedom. I love how free
that's respect.
She is. She, you know, because I feel like that we always, we like to call a woman a slut sometime, or we all like to judge people, whatever, but we only call women who are victims to their sexuality. Not, it's two types of women. You know what I'm saying? It's women who are victims to their sexuality, and it's women who take control of their sexuality. I know I got a homegirl who was a self-proclaimed slut, which she going to be on I Love Sluts too. She going to be on the cover of it because her name is Lola. She called herself a slut all the time on the internet. She a self-proclaimed sex worker. You know what I'm saying? She talk about being a sex worker, and she's strong. She claim it, and everybody respect her for it. Like, she don't get no, people don't be all, you know what I'm saying? You get a couple people maybe saying something, but for the most part, like, she get utmost respect for it. And I've had a couple of chicks approach me before, me and my homeboy. Like, I had a chick I was messing with, or I tried to holler at, and my homeboy tried to holler at her. We like, who you gonna choose? She like, why can't I have both? We both mess with her, but we honestly respected her for it though. She was real, like, you know. She like, I want both of y'all. Like, so what's up? No, like, kind of shit. So I feel like that's how I kind of like wonder. I don't know. I had the idea. I'm like, yeah, that's a dope ass title, but also, for the most part, like, the freedom in it, you know what I'm saying? All the things that came along with it. So that's how I started putting it together, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt. That's real. I respect that. Yeah,
that's true.
I'm glad how you broke that down. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, so, team, we definitely want to stay time consistent. I know y'all ready to get into some of this music, you know what I'm saying? So, Mike, we got this hot track. We got this hot track from you. We got Karma Sutra, is it? You know what I'm saying?
Karma Sutra.
If you want to go ahead and formally introduce that, definitely do that.
Okay,
but I also want you to stay online for me, because when we come back, I got a couple more questions for you.
All right. Yeah, man. Karma Sutra is this song called Karma Sutra, man. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I guess I ain't think about it when I gave it to everybody for the. It's kind of a freaky song, you know. It is what it says, man. It's Karma Sutra, but. Yeah, I probably should get y'all Raw Dog Rodney, but you know what?
Check this out, Broski. We got that track too. So out of both of those, which one you want to go with? This whole interview.
No. You can play Karma Sutra. I love Karma Sutra. I ain't gonna lie. I love the song. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, it's a lot of fellas on here.
Make sure it's not the one by Festival G.
Well, if you want to roll with it, brother, go ahead. In a chair, I got the right track. Yeah, got it.
We might have to play that later on in the night. You know what I'm saying?
right.
Okay.
But Mike, whatever you want to roll with, bro. You, like I said, this your interview. We got you. But how you doing it? You know what I'm saying? And introduce that motherfucker.
No, you can. We can roll with Karma Sutra, man. I would like y'all to hear Raw Dog Rodney too. But you know what? We can roll with this one. It's all good. Go ahead and play it. Yeah, this is Karma Sutra.
We can get them back to back if you want to.
Okay.
It is. We're on Hard Radio. Take off.
Appreciate that.
What's good? This the one and only Bull City Maniac, your homie from the 919, Just KP. And I'm live right here on Grind Hard Radio, the number one reality radio and all across the land. Man, if you with us, 323-693-3043.
Hey, hold on, hold on. What was that?
One more time. 323-693-3043. Press 1, talk to the host. Right now, let's get into more of this dope music only on Grind Hard Radio.
Take off.
Yo, what's good? It's Creme de la AK Black Zeus, representing that Black God Pantheon, and you are now tuned into Grind Hard Radio. So get your ass off that couch.
Hi, my love.
She can say she can do a real class. I told her squash that, do a real nasty. Spin it over, make it twerk like you on the first. Got on tights and a skirt, I can make it work. I ain't judging nobody, baby, I'm from the church. Get your hair and nails did before you go to work. Do your hair to make it squirt before you go to church.
hard, and that's what got them hurt. Fuck who on they side, and I'ma spot first. Having these rapping ass niggas off. Wanna be my baby mama, so I hit her off. She's trying to prove she can take it all. All this money on the floor, you can make it all.
Lost Son, Firstborn, Lost Son, Okay. Oh, okay. 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 I got you. Got you.
Yeah, firstborn lost son, and then Nate Turner, N-A-T-E, apostrophe E, Turner. You get a chance, you can probably find both of them. Lost son, L-O-S-T, son, you know, firstborn lost son. And I promise you, like, when you listen to Lost Son, bro, you're going to, it's a heat. Lyric, as far as lyrical go, like, that's what I say here, Down South Nas, man. I got to say it just like that, because when you hear him, you're going to be like, dang, this, like, you going to really
that's love,
question,
though.
Like, he can't be from Florida. He is, though.
No doubt.
No,
okay.
Doubt.
No doubt. Mike, let me tell you something. I fought with you, and I got to say this to you, too, bro. I thoroughly enjoyed this interview tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure the team can say the same thing, man. You know, so definitely don't be a stranger around this motherfucker. And it ain't nothing but 100% respect. You know what I'm saying? Salute to you.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, keep going, bro. We salute it.
Yeah, yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
hey, anything y'all got, anytime y'all, man, y'all can go add me on that too. And anytime, any shows y'all got coming up or anything y'all got going on, man, tag me and I'll share it, man. I show all kind of love, man. I'm that one kind of person, man. You show me, go on my page, you can tag me for anything. I never get mad. I share anything. I want everybody to win. We all eat. We're way more than enough money out here for all of us. So, you know what I'm saying?
Salute. And, bro, I just want to just take you to your credit, bro. You know, I've been heard of you. I actually been following you for a while. You know what I'm saying? We got a mutual person in common with We Blazing Hip Hop Radio, you know what I'm saying? So salute. I've been you know what I'm saying? So likewise, brother, you know what I'm saying? Like, call, request your music, we'll bump your shit, you know what I'm saying? So definitely don't be a stranger, man. And once again, salute, bro, and God bless.
Oh yeah, appreciate
keep
that,
grinding.
Man.
Keep grinding,
God bless
bro.
Y'all
too. Keep grinding,
yeah,
bro.
Man.
Keep
for
going.
Oh yeah, appreciate
life.
That, man. Oh
thanks
yeah,
for coming tonight, bro.
Keep doing your thing, bro.
This thing, I'm trying to get it going when this thing pop, man. I'm definitely, whoever I become, if this thing pop like it needs to, man, I'm coming back here. It's gonna be one of the first places I come to, man. We gonna definitely tell the brothers.
Let's do it.
I know y'all
turn it up.
Have greatness and potential. You know, so we can come up together for sure.
Salute.
Yeah, salute, bro.
Appreciate
love, we appreciate
man.
You, man.
Keep going.
Salute.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Y'all have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
You too.